This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. If you're traveling this holiday season, you're probably looking forward to meeting up with family and friends. You're probably not looking forward to the crowded highways and airports. Well, here's one word of advice you probably heard before: get to the airport early. Not just to get a jump on that long security line, but because you'll have more time to relax and perhaps enjoy something less stressful, like classical guitar music performed by Ryan Walsh. I first encountered Ryan Walsh while I was waiting for a delayed flight in Portland, where he plays regularly in the airport concourse. Ryan says after years of traveling to far-off places like Spain to study and perfect his technique, now he craves the opportunity to connect with people and share his art in any way possible.
And I just really consider that to be one of the focal points of my life right now. And it's been moving in that direction for a long time. And the Portland airport is a great example of that. Because, you know, where are you going to get more exposure than playing, you know, post-security in that main lobby back there where literally thousands of people are walking by every day?
A busy airport was also a great place for Ryan to feature music from his debut recording titled Classical's Cool, which follows the meandering path he's taken around the world.
There's a lot of South American and a lot of Spanish influence in there. And, it would be a mistake to categorize music from Spain in the same category, because really there are different subsets of that genre that are very different from each other. The Miguel Llobé, he is a Catalan composer, and his music is very, very unique. It's like folk music from Catalonia, which has nothing to do with the flamenco music you would hear from Andalusia in the south. You also have Erik Satie, who is probably one of the most noticeable influences in my music. I really admire the spacious and simplistic melodic quality of his music. There's not a lot of bells and whistles, and I feel that he doesn't really try to do too much and values the space between the notes. When you're listening to a composer like that, you really have time to appreciate all of the details and the subtlety and the nuance.
Four original compositions appear on Ryan's debut release. As you might suspect, his inspiration comes from the sights and sounds of the world around him.
For me, I think in particular, I derive a lot of pleasure and inspiration from the natural component of this world in the Northwest, which I consider, after having traveled quite extensively, to still be the most beautiful place I've ever been. I feel strangely fortunate to have been able to grow up amid the, just the lush greenery and the coastlines. A lot of the music that I write has kind of a wistful, melancholy, contemplative nature to it, which for me is very reminiscent of the long, gray, kind of quiet and dormant months of winter and, you know, and fall that we experience here. That's something that I find great beauty in.
Beauty and elegance. These are Ryan's greatest priorities when he's making music.
If there's anything that I can do to make something more beautiful, I will work tirelessly at that pursuit, because for me it's worth it. And if I can come close to moving another person in the way that I have felt moved, what I am doing is more than worth it.
That's why Classical's cool. I'm Julia Mocker with New Classical Tracks from American Public Media.